delivered one of the most keenly awaited judgment in Sabarimala case. By a 4-1 majority, the Supreme Court has permitted entry of women of all age groups to the Sabarimala temple, holding that devotion cannot be subjected to gender discrimination. A constitution bench of Chief Justice Deepak Mishra and Justice R. Nariman A.M. Khanwilkar, D.Y. Chandrachur and Indu Malhotra, by a 4-1 majority, had struck down Rule 3B of the Kerala Hindu Places of Public Worship, that is, Authorization of Entry Rules of 1965, which was the basis for barring entry of women between the ages of 10 and 50 years to the Sabarimala temple.
Actually, in every walk of life, men and women are equal. Then why we are restricting the women for entering the temple, I don't know exactly. Even if any religious background is there, the old history is that the Ayyappan temple, there was actually say a Puranic Buddha temple. There is no distinction between men and women, I think.
Devotees of Ayyappa do not constitute a separate religious denomination, says CJI Deepak Mishra, who held his judgment for himself and on behalf of Justice Khanwilkar and Justices Chandrachur and Nariman, while Justice Indu Malhotra wrote a dissenting opinion. She went on to state that notions of rationality cannot be brought into religion and that a balance need to be struck between religious beliefs on one hand and the cherished principles of non-discrimination and equality laid down by constitution on other.
I support Indu Malhotra. I think these judges have no idea about Hindu faith traditions and they've gone berserk. It's a stupid, needless intervention because it doesn't, and they don't understand that the strength of Hinduism is its diversity. Different deities have different ways of being. Vaishno Devi is totally vegetarian. Ma Durga in Bengal, even demands Bali. So are you going to insist that they have to all follow same taste? Can they dare say that mosques may women should go and pray alongside men? Would they dare do that? It's only one temple where women of a certain age are not allowed. There are so many temples where only women are allowed. Are you going to force men there? What is this nonsense? If you don't like a certain temple, there are lakhs and crores of other temples. Go there. You don't have to. Temples are for believers. They are not tourist spots. There is no compulsion for you to go to the temple of a deity whose manyata you do not like. Mat jao. Kisne kaha usi temple mein jana hai? Aap us temple mein jao jo aapka isht dev hai.
It's an unfortunate verdict. We are sad as devotees. We are sad and we are, we believe it's a very unfortunate verdict. We will go for a review petition on the first week of October. We will facilitate and have already talked to some senior lawyers there. So we are going ahead and filing this particular review petition by the first week of October. Let us see where it will get ahead. The option of review petition is there. We will also talk to Christian Muslim organizations and create a broad alliance so that we can push forward our point in a much more deeper manner.
Reading the majority decision of the Chief Justice Deepak Mishra had said that dualistic approach against women degrades the status of women. Woman is not lesser or inferior to man. Patriarchy of religion cannot be permitted to trump over faith. He further added that biological or psychological reasons cannot be accepted in freedom for faith. CJI Mishra also clarified that the right guaranteed under Article 25 has nothing to do with gender or psychological factors. Now, what is the background? The bench was delivering the judgment on a 2006 public interest litigation filed by Indian Young Lawyers Association challenging the century-old tradition of Sabarimala temple, banning entry of women of menstruating age inside the temple. The rule was upheld on the ground of violation of the right to equality and discrimination on the basis of gender. The petition also alleged violation of Article 25, which provides the right to practice and propagate religion.
Whatever Supreme Court has said, we have to respect the court. But at the same time, temple has never been stopped any woman entry to the temple. But it is on a ritual, not a certain period. Only they will not be able to get into the temple. So that is a belief which has been going on for years. So I'm sure that people or the devotees of Ayyappa will continue to follow the same belief, and things will keep going on.
The hearing had witnessed positive feminist observations from the bench, with Justice Chandrachur lamenting how women from birth are subject to social conditioning in terms of what they can or cannot. The judge had further noted that the social dominance assumed by men could not justify this restriction on women so far as their communication with God by means of pilgrimage is concerned. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.com.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.